The state-owned Bank for Investment and Development of Vietnam has opened its first office in the European Union here in the Czech Republic. Located in Prague's upmarket Vinohrady district, the BIDV office is not a full-fledged branch, as the bank is yet to receive a license from the Czech Central Bank. I sat down with Mr. Ngo Minh Hoa, who heads the BIDV's Prague office, to discuss the bank's expansion to Europe, its strategy in attracting new clients here, and its plans for the future. I began by asking Mr. Ngo why they chose to come to the Czech Republic in the first place.
As the Vietnamese largest bank, along with the reputation around the world, we would like to expand the foreign investment to develop the business, market expansion and future enhance the bank's image into the world. We have a brand in some other Asian countries like Laos, Cambodia, Myanmar, and Malaysia and Singapore too. We have one brand in Russia. But until now, we haven't got any representative in EU. So we came here. First, we came here to look forward to build a good relationship with the Czech authority and to build up the good relationship with the banking sector here in Czech and in EU. Together with the global trend of the economy, we would like to help the export business of both countries who want to invest into Czech Republic and who want to invest into Vietnam.
The Czech Republic, of course, is not a member of the Eurozone. Why did BIDV choose the Czech Republic and not, for instance, Germany or Netherlands or the UK?
As you know, Vietnam and the Czech Republic have a very good relationship. We also have the very strong Vietnamese community here. So we came here first. We want Czech Republic to be a gate so that the old Vietnamese the company can get it through to EU. And also we choose Czech Republic because we want to support the Vietnamese community here. And we want to study these markets so that in future we will try to open one branch here. We want the Czech Republic to be the first place that we will set the branch of BIDV in EU.
You already mentioned the reasons why you came, but what is your primary focus? Is it members of the Vietnamese community in the Czech Republic, or is it Czech entrepreneurs or Czech businesses who might be interested in investing in Vietnam?
If we set up a branch here in Czech Republic, of course, the first customer we will focus in surely is the Vietnamese community. But for sure, in the future, we also think that the Czech citizenization is one of the most important customers of our bank.
What does BIDV have, or what can BIDV offer that Czech banks do not have or do not offer to its clients? How are you different, or what are your strengths, would you say?
You know, for Vietnamese community here, it's quite difficult to get a loan from the Czech bank. So as we are the Vietnamese, so we understand them, and we can create the suitable service and product to Vietnamese community. And we have another strong point. We understand much about Asia, so we can help all the Czech reporters to invest into Asia and into Vietnamese.
So you see a blank spot in the Czech market related, of course, to the interests and the needs of the Vietnamese community here.
Yes, we think that it is better to consider the market as a whole, not only the Vietnamese community or Czech community. We also want to provide the service to the whole the market in Czech Republic and also the Vietnamese community who live in EU or some EU company who want to get information, who want to invest into Vietnamese and who want to invest into Asia. We can have, yeah.
Will you be aiming also at Czech clients in the loans and the savings sector?
For sure. You know, I have talked to some of Czech customers who came to visit us. They want to understand our activity. So if we open the branch here, for sure, we will consider the Czech market is the biggest among our activity. So we will run loans, surveying and all other banking service.
And when it comes to investments, perhaps of Vietnamese companies in the Czech Republic, where do you see the biggest opportunities there?
For the Vietnamese company in the Czech Republic, they also interested in invest back into Vietnam. So that is our strong point. We will help the Vietnamese company here to invest successfully into Vietnam.
What are the biggest or the prime investment opportunities in Vietnam? There is a plan to build several nuclear power plants, which of course might be interesting for Czech companies, given the nuclear energy sector is very strong in the Czech Republic. And there's also some other projects, including a new airport in Hanoi and a metro in Ho Chi Minh City, as far as I understand it. Are these the prime investment opportunities that you would recommend Czech businessmen, or what would you tell someone who comes here interested in investing in your country?
Yes, what you have told me are among the biggest projects in Vietnam. Who interested in that maybe can get through our bank to get more information. But besides that very big project, I recommend that you can find some other field that very good. For example, you can invest into glass making because we have very, very large sand beach, something like that. It's very good for material. Another thing, like we have a very good agriculture product, so that is good for the business too. But we will try to open some investment forum in the very near future, next year. In that, BIDV will introduce more projects to the Czech Republic. So I hope that during that event, you can find more information about the Vietnamese investment.
Speaking of the future, your representation here is not a full-fledged branch yet. You don't have a banking license from the Czech National Bank.
Yes.
So when are you planning to get this, and how will it change your operations here?
According to the law of the Czech National Bank, whenever you want to open the branch, it takes about a year to get the license. So in the very near future, we will try to investigate the Czech market and investigate the EU market. After that, we will consider to open a branch with fully activity following the Czech law. I hope that maybe I have the answer at the end of the next year so that I will have a clearer information to answer this question. Yeah.
The Czech economy has been in recession for over a year now, which is, I think, the longest since the early 2000 or even the 1990s. The domestic demand is falling. The business sector is not hiring very much. Why did you choose to come in such a situation? Why didn't you wait for an economic recovery?
You cannot wait because the time don't wait for any man. Whenever you want to make the foreign investment, you also consider a lot of matters, not only the economic itself. So I think in the downfall of the economic, you can find a lot of trend because, you know, we can find the cheaper labor cost, we can find the cheap service, and we can buy cheaper land. And we can find a cheaper opportunity here because, as you know, a lot of company who want to sell out or they want to find another market to exit from the difficulty in EU, so they can fire us and they can invest into Vietnam. That is the trend for us. It is not something difficult for us. We found the good thing in the downfall trend in Czech Republic.
And are you planning perhaps to open more offices or more branches in the Czech Republic or later in other EU countries as well?
Yes, we are going to open one representative in Poland this year. I think to the July of this year, we will finish the opening of the representative in Poland. Yeah.
Do you see the post-communist part of the European Union more interesting than the old EU countries, like Germany or France, for instance?
Yes, I think so. As you know, Vietnam have the good relationship with Czech Republic, and a lot of Vietnamese students have learned here. They are living here, they are learning here, and they come back to Vietnam. So we understand Czech Republic more than the Western side before. So I think that it is very good for us to make the first step into EU through the Czech Republic, then to the Poland or some eastern country first. I think it's better for us, better and easier for us to understand the market.